Hello, welcome to How I Got Arrested. In the beginning, I said I wanted to do these somewhat on the daily, but because of everyday challenges, it looks like I'll have to scale that back a little bit. So for now, I'll try to bring you new episodes at least bi-weekly, if not a little more frequently from time to time. Again, if you like what you hear, please share with a friend or family member. Word of mouth is the best advertisement, and I would love to be able to turn this into something that I can support myself on full-time one day. All right, thanks a lot. Welcome to How I Got Arrested. My name is Arish Rivers. I'm a real-life bail agent living and operating in California, and I hope to bring you stories about everyday people and how they got arrested. Some cases may still be pending, and none of the stories you hear here are about a person's guilt, but rather just about what happened and how they ended up in police custody. Okay, let's get on with episode 5. This one takes a trip back into my childhood. I grew up in a small suburb of Los Angeles County, and I had a pretty good childhood. I had a lot of friends nearby. There are plenty of kids in the neighborhood I grew up with, and I have a twin brother who, we were pretty much side by side in a lot of the things we did. At one point, we started to diverge, but ultimately, we still kept the same group of friends. In that group of friends, we had a few kids who were older. They actually reached adult age, and they were, heading off to the military, as some of the fellas wanted to do. So, at this time, I had a garage band, and we decided that we could go ahead and utilize some equipment to throw a kickback. And that's something I miss, the kickback party, I don't know if people do that anymore. It seems like it's too much of a production for some people. But for us, we loaded up a bunch of amps and PAs on our backs, got on our skateboards and bicycles, and lugged all that crap to one of the houses in a nearby cul-de-sac. Because one of our friends was going to the military, he was supposed to be leaving the next weekend. So it was probably about 8 or 9 of us. And realistically, it started out with just everybody hanging out in the backyard with a PA, a couple of beats, and some of the more creative cats just freestyling. But somehow, some way, the word got out that we were having a going away party. Now again, party is used loosely. This was like a kickback party. But that many of us just getting on the horn and inviting whoever we wanted to, I guess things were bound to get pretty big, which they did. So even after a crap ton of people started showing up to this quiet house in a quiet cul-de-sac and music getting turned up, somehow the original group of us still coordinated and made sure that we did our damnedest to avoid one particular person hearing about the party. Now, you hit the rewind button in your childhood, and there's always that one kid you didn't want invited for one reason or another. Well, in this case, it was a girl named Carla. I think it was Carla, something like that. But she was just the type of girl who, drama just seemed to follow her. Drama and a lot of BS. And so that's something that we all worked really hard to make sure we didn't do. Everybody, don't invite Carla. Hey, everybody, make sure Carla doesn't hear about the party. I don't know how it happened. I just remember being in the garage, and I was doing some tricks on my skateboard, and then the next thing I know, my friend comes into the garage and goes, "Ah, damn it, Carla's here." So, whatever, it's a party. Carla's here, so that just usually meant some teenage drama bull crap was gonna happen at some point. And sure enough, it did. As we're partying, I don't know who these guys were. I think I was kind of a loose, far off acquaintance of one of them, because I feel like I knew his name at one point. But something happened. I don't know exactly how it got started, but at that time in my childhood, I was working on building up a reputation of being a tough guy. That came along pretty slowly, but yeah, I was the one in the group who was working out and had a couple of muscles, so I was feeling pretty good about myself. So I step into the confrontation to see if I can smooth things over and figure it out. I still don't know what happened. Two guys fighting, a bunch of screaming, Carla, of course, in the middle of it. So we end up kicking her out of the party. And then some guy that she was with, who had a group of his friends, and I didn't know any of those guys. I don't know if anybody at the party who I knew who they were. But somebody whipped out pepper spray and started just going nuts. So one of the guys in the argument got it pretty good. I mean, right in the eyes. Me being next to him, I caught myself a pretty good dose as well. So Carla's getting dragged off into a car. Other people are getting pissed off because some douchebag decided to, you know, hit everybody with pepper spray. Pretty indiscriminate of who was nearby. I'm in the bathroom with this other guy trying to, you know, cry it out and clean off our face, all that kind of stuff. At the time, I didn't know any better. So I got hit with pepper spray. What's the first thing we all did? We go to the bathroom and start splashing water in our faces. FYI, that's not the best thing to do. If you get hit with pepper spray in your eyes, you just got to do your best to cry it out, really. Just splashing a bunch of water in your eyes does not do you any good at all. So either way, just do your best to avoid getting hit with pepper spray. So fast forward a couple of minutes, and we are getting a little more set, you know, we're getting a little more recuperated, put together, getting back to the party. My brother turned the music back on, and some of the cats are in the back freestyling. There's pizza there suddenly, there's drinks, there's weed. I mean, hey, it was a party, and what else are you going to do when you're 16, 17, something like that? I really wish I remember how old I was. But I remember walking to the side gate of the house and hanging out with a couple of my friends out there. And I looked down the street, and there's a white car slowly coming up the street. I don't know what it is about being a human being, but you can sense when something is off, or you can just sense when there's imminent danger. And sure enough, the window to that car rolls down, and I just remember how slowly things seemed to unfold, but how quickly my mind processed what was about to happen and how I was going to deal with it. The window's rolling down, and an arm comes out with a gun in its hand. And I look to the car, to my left. I look at the wall between the houses. I look at a couple of bushes. I look at the gate, or I should say the fence. And actively thinking about each one of those items for cover and how well it would work, ultimately, I decided to dive behind the wheel of a car. I figured there was more metal and more things in the way, so I'd be okay. And I just remember everybody screaming, "Get down!" And just as I hit the ground, bullets start ringing out, you know, pop, 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 pop. And I'm thinking to myself, holy crap, this is actually a drive-by shooting, like actually getting shot at. Once they stop shooting, the car hits the gas and they speed up, you know, like they're done. They're going to speed away. That's what you do in a drive-by. You don't drive away like it's a Sunday drive in the road. One thing is that they sped up right into a cul-de-sac. And it was no secret that the street was a cul-de-sac. I mean, it was right at the end. So the guys in this car, you know, they gas it, and they try to whip the car around really fast. So they end up crashing the car. Now, I don't know how this happened so quickly. Maybe somebody had called the police beforehand when the pepper spray happened, but the cops responded immediately. I mean, they were right there. They also could have just been around the corner getting ready to bust up a party with a bunch of kids, you know, smoking, drinking, and rapping into a PA system way too loudly for this quiet little suburb. But the cops show up and they arrest the guys who did the drive-by and then ended up crashing their car in a cul-de-sac. Which a lot of us actually found a lot of comic relief in the fact that these dumbasses crashed their car in a cul-de-sac. We figured, hey, you know, we all seen movies. You do a drive-by and speed the hell out of there. Not, you know, speed and crash. So those guys got arrested. And we ended up okay. I don't know whatever happened to Carla. Never saw her again. Never talked about her again. For all I know, the kids I used to hang out with, I mean, we're all grown. And maybe somebody still keeps in touch with her. I don't know. Too much turbulence around that chick for me to care. But that's kind of a quick little rundown of how those guys got arrested. I guess a quick note, if you're going to decide to break the law or commit any kind of crime, have your exit route planned. Anything you do, you got to have a way out. But that's it for now. If you guys enjoyed this story, please share with a friend or family member. Follow along on anchor.fm. And at one point, I would love to have a few people here on the show. So message me, call me up. You can reach out to me on facebook.com/gotmeonsomeBS. Again, that's facebook.com at user handle gotmeonsomeBS. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. And until next time, be easy.